NRL's free-to-play game pick'em is back. Just pick the winning margin from four selected matches to win a share of the 100 grand weekly prize. Head to nrl.com/pick'em now.
It's an absolute pleasure to have Hammy Goodman from Sportsbet on the line this morning with the Premiership Market. Good morning, Hammy.
Good morning, team. Good to be with you this morning. Now, I can tell you the Panthers have held their price from last week. They're still $2 favourites to win the competition this year. The Sharks and the Cowboys are both on the second line of betting there at $8. Then you've got the Storm at $9 to round out the top four, a little bit outside the top four. The Rabbitohs are $13. The Eels are $14. So too are the Roosters, who are actually our second best back team to win the comp, the Roosters. The big losers over the last week have been the Broncos. They've slid from $13 to $26 now to win the competition.
All right, what about the other end, the wooden spoon market? And dare I say, your Tigers still get a mention after last week?
Well, there's still a pulse, unfortunately, to win the spoon, Vossi. The Titans are still slight favourites, $1.85. The West Tigers are there at $2.50. Here are their runs home. The Titans have got Manly, the Dragons, the Knights and the Warriors. Those two games there, they might be rating themselves a bit of a chance to win those games. The Tigers have got the Sharks, the Roosters, the Dragons. You probably pencil that one in as a maybe. And then the Raiders. So if the Tigers win one more and the Titans are looking at maybe winning two more, it's game on. But I'm hopeful that the Titans don't win any more games so that my boys can avoid the wooden spoon, Bossy.
Hammy, the Panthers and the Storm, they welcome back some big names. Still neither side at full strength, though.
No Cleary and no Luai for the Panthers, of course. They're probably the big ones. I wonder whether the Storm might be a bit of value here. We'll look at this game in more detail tomorrow. They're $2.50 in head-to-head betting the Melbourne Storm. The Panthers are $1.54. They did look pretty good, got to be said, the Panthers against the Raiders last week. But that's an absolute crack-up tomorrow night for Thursday night footy. So we'll take a look at that game in a little bit more detail on tomorrow's program.
Yeah, that's the Alexander Smith Cup that they will wrestle for, the two teams. Now, the Masked Singer, the outright winner, I've been desperate to find out because Sportsbet
come up too with
all these weird markets. The Masked Singer outright winner.
I know this is one of your favourite shows, Vossi. I can tell you that Mirrorball at $1.91 is the favourite to win the show. It's been absolutely backed off the map, Mirrorball, as well. Snapdragons there at $2.25. Tiger, very impressive on Monday night at $4.50. And Popcorn at $8.50, round out the top four. For the Dreamers, Gnome at $21 is the biggest long shot. We've got plenty of other Masked Singer markets as well. You can even bet on who each character actually is when they reveal who's playing each character. Who is Blowfly has been a very popular market, I can tell you. Shannon Knoll is a $1.30 favourite. Grant Denyer's there at $7.50. But then one, Andrew Voss Esquire at $15. Any comment, Vossy? Are you the Blowfly on the Masked Singer?
No, I am the Popcorn, actually. I'm Popcorn. I'm Popcorn.
Spoiler, yeah, there you go. Load up, folks. Yeah, responsible.
I don't even know what channel the show's on. You might be speaking another language now. I have no idea about the whole thing. But no, well done. Sportsbet got it all covered. And, of course, Hammy, gamble responsibly.
Of course, Sam. Gamble responsibly. And I'll chat to you tomorrow.
Well done. Sure, Hammy Goodman from Sportsbet. Time for the news, then your calls and texts. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.